Okay, so I'm in the United States and Britain Prophecy, the 1980 edition. I'm going to read from this last chapter a little bit, and just for a few minutes. I may not read the whole thing, but I do want to read a little bit of it because it shows exactly what's about to happen and what we're stepping into. Again, I can't recommend strongly enough for all who hears this message to go and read through. It's on our website here on the it's THWARC page. That's abbreviated for the Herbert W. Armstrong Resource Center. You can click on it and read it for free. The same version of the United States and Britain and Prophecy. You can download the file or read it right there from the website. And I'd strongly recommend that for all Americans, especially all of God's people in His church, because we're living into this time right now, the whole book. But in this last chapter, it's entitled, What's Prophesied to Happen Now to America and Britain? Mr. Armstrong says, just as God has bestowed on us such material blessings as never before came to any nation, now to correct us so we may enjoy such blessings, he is going to bring upon our people such national disaster as has never before struck any nation. Many prophecies describe this. We'll pause from reading. Well, brethren and friends, we should be able to see that with the cumulative amount of bad news going on in the news today, with our economy, virtually every aspect of society is on the decline and decay. And again, I say yes, America is in decline, and we should be able to understand why. As God's people, we should understand why. It's because of our sins and our further turning our back on God. Could continue reading. Actually, I'm going to skip this one section. I'm going to go to the next section where it says sudden destruction. Mr. Armstrong says, yet in this detailed prophecy, God says, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Eternal, that I will cut off thy horses, or war horses, that's the Moffat translation, tanks, ships, and rockets out of the midst of thee, and I will destroy thy chariots, and I will cut off the cities, parentheses, by hydrogen bombs of thy land, and throw down all your strongholds, verses 10 and 11. God says he will do this. God determines the outcome of wars. That's in Psalms 33, verses 10 through 19. Well, what awesome power is that, friends and brethren? God determines the outcome of wars. See? How plain can you get? Here, God identifies the great peoples of the earth who are the most wealthy and beneficent, the most powerful, yet at the very time that a power reaches its zenith, he suddenly breaks the pride of their power. See Leviticus 26:19. Well, we read that earlier. He cuts off their implements of war and destroys their cities. Why? Because, as the prophet continues to explain, we have too much witchcraft and too many soothsayers or false ministers in our land who refuse to preach with authority, excuse me, the commandments and ways of the living God. Well, I'll second that, because today we have that certainly throughout the nation and the worldly religions, Protestant religions of this nation, but also even with God's own church today. We have too many false ministers and refusing to preach with authority the commandments and ways. See, the ways, what are those ways of the living God, see? Today, the ministry of God's church has failed to preach those ways of the living God that he revealed through his end-time apostle. See? So here we are today with a ministry that has gone completely off track. Continue reading. Because, as the prophet continues to explain, we have, the next paragraph, therefore, God will punish and destroy us unless we repent. Just before and leading up to the utter destruction to come upon the heathen, verse 15, which will take place at the very end of this age, in the second return of Jesus Christ as King of Kings. There is no other people that can remotely fulfills this great prophecy, but the American and British Commonwealth peoples fulfill it precisely. As the pride of our power continues to be broken, see, pay attention, this is what's happening right now. As the pride of our power continues to be broken, as the British continue to lose their foreign sea gates and possessions around the earth, as America signs away ownership of the Panama Canal, control over this vital sea gate, as our gold supply drains away from this nation, weather upsets increase. See, listen to that. Weather upsets increase. This focal prophecy alone represents giant proof as to where the modern remnant of the peoples of Israel resides today. Next subtitle, Punishment on All Nations. It will now be made plain from God's own warning prophecies that this greatest multiplied intensity of corrective punishment will fall on Britain and America, including the British peoples and Commonwealth countries, and it will strike them down first. See, the British. That's prophecy. But they are not the only nation to suffer corrective disaster. God is creator of all other nations, too. God is concerned about the people and races we have called heathen. They too are human. They too are made in God's own likeness, with the potential of being molded into God's spiritual and character image. God sent the Apostle Paul to the Gentile nations. All mankind has rebelled against, or rejected, and turned from God and His ways. There can never be peace on earth until all nations will have been turned to God and His ways, ruled by His supreme government. All mankind right now is caught in the vortex of swiftly accelerating crisis, marking the utter destruction of this world's man-built, Satan-inspired civilization. Paul from Reed. Well, brethren, that's one of the most powerful statements that is newsworthy right now. This is what's going on in the news. You want to know why we see such bad news? Right here is the answer. Mr. Armstrong says all mankind right now is caught in the vortex of the swiftly accelerating crisis, marking the utter destruction of this world's man-built, Satan-inspired civilization. Well, see, it's coming down. God's going to replace it. We have a lot of lessons to learn first, because even though the warning has gone out through Mr. Armstrong and there's still a warning going out today, it's still going to go unheeded. But there still will be no excuse. That punishment's going to come, and these nations and all of God's people will be without excuse. But they have to learn these lessons of humility. He says, through Jeremiah, God says, "And noise shall come even to the ends of the earth, for the Eternal has a controversy with the nations. He will plead with all flesh." How? Right now, the World Tomorrow program carries his peaceful pleading worldwide, but the world, except for scattered individuals, does not heed this kind of pleading. The next words tell how God is now about to plead. "He will give them that are wicked to the sword," says the Eternal. So see what I'm saying here. Mr. Armstrong says the message did go out in a peaceful way to the World Tomorrow and the publications of the church under him, but now God's going to do it to the sword. See, "He will give them that are wicked to the sword," says the Eternal. "Behold, evil shall go forth from a nation to nation, and a great whirlwind shall be raised up from the coast of the earth." That's Jeremiah 25, verse 31 through 32. God will use a Nazi fascist Europe to punish Britain and America. Then he will use the communist hordes to wipe out the Roman Empire. We are entering a time of world trouble, utter world chaos. There is war, strife, violence in Asia, Africa, South America, as well as Europe and North America. The population explosion is a worldwide threat to human existence. Crime, violence, sickness, disease, inequality, poverty, filth, squalor, degeneration, suffering, these infest all nations. But as salvation is given first to Israel, so is corrective punishment. The next subtitle here leads what that punishment is. It's called Our Great Tribulation. Notice Jeremiah's prophecy. It says in Jeremiah 30, "For thus says the Eternal, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask you now, and see whether a man does travail as with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble." So that time of Jacob's trouble is just another term for the Great Tribulation. That's what we're entering into, this time of Jacob's trouble. He says, Mr. Armstrong says, "Remember, in passing on the birthright to the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh, Genesis 48:16, Jacob said, let my name be named on them, on Ephraim and Manasseh, who today are Britain and America. This tells on whom this most terrible of national calamities is to fall, Britain and America. But now, when is it to fall? When? Do not assume this is referring to anything that did happen to ancient Israel. Read right on and see when this prophecy is to be fulfilled. Continuing in Jeremiah 30, verse 7, "It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it, after he has learned his lesson in it," Mr. Armstrong says, continuing from the Revised Standard, "and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Eternal of Hosts, that I will break the yoke from off their neck, with the yoke of slavery, and I will burst their bonds, and strangers shall no more make servants of them, but they shall serve the Eternal their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. David at the time of the resurrection, or at the very time of Christ's coming. So the time is just prior to the Christ coming to liberate our peoples, even as Moses liberated ancient Israel from Egyptian slavery. So we should be able to be excited by that message, brother. Now he's got another section here on page 172 where Jesus foretold it, and he goes on to show a couple of pages where Christ actually foretold this time period. And then I want to skip to another section here for sake of time, where on page 175, it says, what is the Great Tribulation? Mr. Armstrong says, now it becomes painfully clear. The Great Tribulation is this sevenfold intensity. Now see, this is what we read in Leviticus 26, that time of sevenfold intensity of punishment. That is the Great Tribulation, Mr. Armstrong says. He says, the Great Tribulation is the sevenfold intensity of corrective punishment which God is now soon going to lay on Britain and America. Well, it's begun. See, he gave the warning of it. Now it's begun to happen, and we're going to live through it. It didn't happen during Mr. Armstrong's time. He warned of it. He saw the signs. He saw the signs approaching. And he said, over and over, for some reason, God has held back these events. Now, my friends and brethren, God is not going to be holding back. We're coming into a time of no more delay. God is unleashing this time period, and we're going to live through it. he says here, notice a few brief excerpts from Ezekiel's description. I read this before, but I'll read it again. Mr. Armstrong says, a third part of thee shall die of the pestilence, and with famine shall they be consumed in the midst of thee, and a third part shall fall by the sword round about thee, and I will scatter a third part, that's the remainder, into all the winds, that's slavery, and I will draw out a sword after them. Thus shall my anger be accomplished, and I will cause my fury, that's the last plagues here, to rest upon them, and I will be comforted. And they shall know that I, the Eternal, have spoken it in my zeal, when I have accomplished my fury in them. That's Ezekiel 5, verses 12 and 13. Further, Mr. Armstrong says, in all your dwelling places, the city shall be laid waste. That's the Ezekiel 6, verse 6. This could never have happened, he says, until a hydrogen bomb. Cities laid completely waste, all of them, in all your dwelling places. And he goes on, and he shows the subtitle there is drought and famine first. So here we are, entering that time of drought and famine. See, we're already seeing food shortages worldwide, and we're beginning to see some food shortages in the United States. We're beginning to see drought in many areas and flooding in the other, which both work hand in hand to destroy our crops. And that's where our wealth comes from, is from the land, that increase from the land, see. So he goes through a section of showing that this devastating drought is coming. And next will come military invasion and defeat. And he kind of summarizes. He says, at last, repentance and tribulation. I'll read from this. He says, once God does add these repeated sevenfold intensity of corrective punishments on our peoples, when they have had their wealth, prosperity, their land, the birthright, and everything they possessed and set in their hearts on, taken away from them, at last they will be humbled and will cry out to God for mercy and deliverance. Right now, God's warning message of this terrifying greatest trouble of history is being thundered over the World Tomorrow program into all parts of the world. See, not just some, as a witness. So here we go. Now that's history behind us. That's fulfilled. So now we're living into that. So I'll continue reading. It says, we know only too well that the people as a whole will not heed. Same today, see. Excuse me. He says, we are grateful that God is laying it on the hearts of a few thousand every year to listen, that's to the radio program, to hearken, to use the authorized biblical language, and to take it seriously, to repent and come to God through Jesus Christ. Yes, a few thousand every year, thousands, precious beyond estimate, but not the people as a whole, not now. See, because Mr. Armstrong knew that the world is not being called yet. He was calling out some to become members of his church, because the church is a teacher's college, and we're being trained to be teachers to help Jesus Christ when he returns. Now, continuing, he says, we know full well that the real harvest of our labors in God's work, preparing the way for Christ's coming, is not now, but when everything these peoples have been taken from them, when they are slaves in foreign lands, when they are cruelly treated, beaten unmercifully, even martyred and put to death, then millions of those who remain alive will cry out to God, will repent, will turn to live God's way. That is when the real harvest from this present work of God will be reaped. Isn't that exciting? And that still applies today. That truth still applies today. That harvest will not come until a later time, the real harvest. He says here, millions then will remember they heard Christ's true message over the world tomorrow, read it in the plain truth. Well, see, that's why it's being preserved today. The World Tomorrow program and those messages are being preserved by a few. And many, I still run into many people that contact me and they said they remember Mr. Armstrong. See, many of the later seeing churches out there say, wow, people don't even remember his name anymore. They don't even know who he is. Well, I have many people contact me across this nation and the world through email, and they see the website, and they say, wow, I haven't heard Mr. Armstrong's voice in years. So good to hear, and they just can't wait to get those CDs. Well, now, on the other hand, you have to realize Mr. Armstrong said, like I just read above here, that it's not going to go out to the whole world because the world is not being called at this time. Many of the latest seeing churches today will refute that, and they go out and they're trying to reach every person on earth. And Mr. Armstrong made it clear that it was to go to the national leaders of every nation on earth as a witness only, not to try to convert, because it's not their time yet. Okay, let me skip down towards the back here and I'll conclude here. This is very good. This is very good, wonderful book to read through over and over again from beginning to end. On the next to the last page here, Mr. Armstrong says, you can escape this punishment. God warns us through prophecy that our sins are fast increasing. Now, stop from there. Can we see that fast increasing today? Now we can see the punishment coming upon us. We're reaping what we sow, see, as a nation. He says, and now the day of reckoning is here. The foreign sword always has attacked us. In this fearful, awesome atomic age, World War III will start with nuclear devastation unleashed on London, Birmingham, that's Birmingham, England, not Alabama, Manchester, Liverpool, New York, Washington, Philadelphia, Detroit, Chicago, Pittsburgh, without warning. God help our nations to wake up before it's too late. Yes, we are God's chosen people, Israel. Think what that means. Think about what that means, he says. Chosen not for favors while we defy our God, but chosen for service that we have failed to perform. We should shout for joy at the discovery of our true identity, and we should be brought to repent and to turn to God and to get back of this crusade by radio and printed work to warn our people and to call upon God in real heartrending prayer for deliverance. Well, pause from reading. I'll say we need to still get behind God's work today. Mr. Armstrong isn't here, but that truth still lives on. It hasn't changed. And so we should all be wanting to get behind that warning work of God today to help wake our national people up, or at least give that warning again that Mr. Armstrong gave, the preliminary warning, what was about to befall this nation. That's what a watchman does. He warns when he sees danger approaching. And I tell you, the danger is at our doorsteps, and we need to wake up, America, and wake up, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. Continue reading. He says, the sevenfold intensity of punishment now soon to come upon the American and British peoples is simply the prophesied Great Tribulation. There it is. Simple definition of Leviticus 26. He says, it will be the most frightfully intense punishment in time of trouble ever suffered by any people. Yet you need not suffer it. This terrifying severe punishment is simply the correction our peoples have made necessary to bring them to the ways of living which cause desired blessings instead of terrible curses. It is correction for the people's good. See, that's what it is. God's doing all this out of love. As horrible as the time as it seems, God is doing it out of love. As God lives, he says, this punishment is soon to strike. This book has given the warning from God in his word. Listen to that. Listen to this message. This book has given the warning from God in his word, Mr. Armstrong says. He says, will the United States and British nations heed? They could yet avert this colossal national tragedy, if they would. But if you now reading this, you as an individual will be corrected voluntarily before God lets this indescribable, horrendous chastening strike. If you come to real repentance, realizing how terribly wrong you have been, if you can see yourself as you really are, as a rebellious, wrong, evil person, and if you can surrender to the loving, all-merciful, yet all-powerful God and make it an unconditional surrender, coming to Almighty God through the living Jesus Christ as personal Savior, then no plague shall come near you. That's from Psalms 91, verse 8 through 11. But you shall be accounted worthy to escape all these frightful things and to stand before Christ at His return. Luke 21. Now, I'll pause from there. I want to, this next statement, before I read it, I want to interject something, because Mr. Armstrong had said off and on upon occasions in some of his writings that he thought that, the Philadelphia era of God's church, the Philadelphians or Philadelphia era of God's church, would be taken to a place of safety from the Great Tribulation. And today we know that, that's not correct in that sense, not to correct Mr. Armstrong, because what I'm about to read shows what he really means. And so today, what the emphasis is on the true body of Christ, because we're coming out of this Laodicean condition and trying to wake up from it and become overcomers, so we can't go back in history and become Philadelphians again, as I've said many times in many messages. So we can't go back in history. And the Christ says, Revelations chapter 2 and 3, Revelation 2 and 3, that to each church era is to the overcomers that will qualify to be in His kingdom. So there will be no Philadelphians there, no Laodiceans, no Thyatirans, etc., because we can't go back and become those things. Once we repent, if we repent, then we become overcomers, regardless of which era that you're in. So here's what Mr. Armstrong says in this statement here that I'm about to read, and it puts it in the true sense, and that's what we are today. He says in this next statement, those in the true body of Christ. Now see, why didn't he say there Philadelphians or the Philadelphia era of the church? God inspired him to say this. He said, those in the true body of Christ shall be taken to a place of safety until this tribulation is over. Revelation 3, verse 10 and 11, applying to those faithful in God's work now, going to the world. Revelation 12, 14. So, interesting that he makes those statements there. There's the true body of Christ that will take him to a place of safety, and it's those that are faithful to God's work now. Well, where is that? Where is God's work now? See, God always has a work. But then he goes on to say, but you must make your own decision. And that's still true. And to neglect doing so is to have made the wrong decision. Most people we know only too well will take this serious warning lightly, put it out of mind, turn to other immediate interests of no importance by comparison. That is why a loving, just, all-wise, all-powerful God is going to take away from them these unimportant counter-interests and apply such intensified correction that they shall finally come to their senses and turn to Him in His way, which will bring them eternal happiness and abundant blessings. But you need not have to suffer this intensified correction, greater than any trouble ever suffered by humans. By God's direction and authority, listen to this, this is the last statement in the book, by God's direction and authority, and I see not his, by God's direction and authority, I have laid the truth before you. To neglect it will bring tragic beyond imagination, will be tragic beyond imagination. To heed it will bring blessings, happiness, and glory beyond description. The decision is now yours. That's the end of the reading and the end of this message. That was from the last page of the United States and Britain in Prophecy. And this has just really been an overview of what's happening to America and where we are at the threshold of the tribulation that can come any time. And we have to continue to watch world events, watch the news, and especially as they tie into prophecy. And we know that we're very near, and who knows how fast these things can suddenly spring on us. And Mr. Armstrong warned us over and over that these things can come on us so suddenly that it will take our breath away. So I hope this has been helpful. Again, it's only an overview, a general overview. There's so much to cover on this topic, and hopefully I'll be able to put some more messages together in the near future as things develop with bits and pieces of this, and always referring to what Mr. Armstrong taught and to what God's Word says. So until next time, do take care. And I love you all.